One group, the Indigenous Democratic Network, says Wisconsin is one of seven key states that offer Native people a chance to affect the course of politics. The Oklahoma-based group is prompting many to run for office, as heard here in their online video.
Until we have Indians representing us on city councils, school boards, county commissions, and in the state legislatures, we'll never see the faces and color of power in America change.
The network trains potential candidates in campaign and fundraising basics. One graduate from Wisconsin's Oneida Nation now serves on the Brown County Board of Supervisors. Another group, the National Congress of American Indians, is making sure Native people do their part on the other end of the political process. The NCAI is targeting Wisconsin and 12 other states for its Native Vote 2008 campaign. Its field coordinator, Peggy Flanagan of the White Earth Ojibwe, says coordinators have done well in registering Indians in past years, but not so well in actually getting them to vote. She says every tribal community needs to set up its own system of checks and balances to make sure voter drives pay off.
We want to make sure that we're building permanent leadership so that we can run our own field campaigns and drive our own members to the polls to make sure that we see ourselves reflected in this work.
Native American turnouts credited with influencing several tight Senate races, including South Dakota's contest in 2002 and Washington State's in 2000. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.